Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, the music ran out. I was just now getting in here, and it's not because I was out there watching Sports Center. I'll tell you, I was out there talking about the fact that Joel Skousen, an amazing researcher into the New World Order, will be in studio with us tomorrow in the third hour, and I was busy talking about what we're going to have on the nightly news tonight and some big stories we're working on. Literally, I had to catch my breath. That's why I'm telling you this now. And running around out there from station to station trying to get everything set up and lining up excerpts of some Ron Paul interviews and things that we've got coming up for you tomorrow as well. No rest for those of us that reside in reality or those of us that are trying to cover reality. Cover it in the news sense. The globalists are trying to cover up reality while we're trying to uncover it. But we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and in the spirit of ever expanding the transmission and getting out of some of my set ways that, while informative at certain levels, are annoying to yours truly, we're going to open the phones up, and we're going to open the phones up for first-time callers yet again right now. Before I even give you the news, I want to give you a chance to call in and plug things and ramble. No, I'm joking. I'm going to open the phones up. Please have your questions, your comments, your points. If you disagree with me on something, if you'd like to accuse me of some crime completely made up, the phones are going to be wide open. I'm being sarcastic now. I was talking to Watson before I went live. He was bringing up some new crazy thing somebody said about me. It's like dark entertainment around here, and I really should not engage in it. It is one of the real sins that I involve myself in, is reveling in people attacking me and making up ridiculous stuff. It's a entertainment smorgasbord. In fact, sometime I ought to do a whole report on stuff people said about me that's ridiculous, because it's so ridiculous, and compare real schizophrenic conspiracy theories or fiction writing to the reality of conspiracy theories, questioning known liars in government and mega corporations in the larger context of understanding their game plan and world government system. That said, you know, I'm not giving the number out yet. I'm going to give it when I come back from break, and then we'll open the phones up. And then we're just going to take calls for the first 2 hours with masses of key news. Masses of key news, all the incredible news today, and then I've got to recap yesterday's news because it was so insane and all ties together, and then we are going to have Bruce Fein, Ron Paul's chief policy advisor, joining us to talk about an entire constellation of issues, from the NDAA, the secret arrest, to the 450 million bullets, the hollow point 40 cal the government's buying, and the armored pillboxes, and the internal checkpoints and the internal passports, and the Justice Department set to be in contempt of Congress and citations, not the type of citation you want, for their perjury and the rest of it, and lying incessantly, and hand grenades shipped into Mexico and other goodies of the drug trade. Our government is a bunch of narcotics trafficking murderers. By the way, there's news out today about contractors in the Pentagon running sex slaves, including children. So that's actually getting some coverage. Oh, these are good people at the top, let me tell you. And then you've got average people on the bottom who are pretty good by and large, but who are powerless in the system until you take action and speak out. You're powerless when you follow these criminal orders and are compartmentalized. This broadcast is about breaking people out of the compartmentalization to pull back. Like on Google Maps, pulling back and going, whoa!
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And we are kicking off another week. If you blink once, it'll be next week. Blink again, you'll be 90 years old. Blink again, and a trillion years would have passed, and you'd have been in the ground that whole time. So don't blink. We are live. It is Monday, the 30th day of April, 2012. And the Occupy Wall Street movement, that is the George Soros run part of it, is announcing global shutdown on Illuminati Day. Did you know that May Day is Illuminati Day? Going back to the Luciferian groups in Europe, look it up. It's mainline history. It's a high occult day, so the Illuminati chose it. And then guess who else liked May Day? Lenin, Stalin, Mao. But it goes on. Hugo Chavez likes it. Fidel Castro likes it. Mass murderers really like May Day. That's why I don't like May Day. International Solidarity for Workers being organized by the mega bank mafias against anybody else that's got property. And they're calling for redistribution of wealth. Oh, and I happen to have Reuters, AP, and all and Scientific American all saying redistribute wealth, reduce population to save the earth. And it just so happens that's what all of the trillionaire control families who control trillions in assets, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Bill and Melinda Gates, Ted Turner, you know, the little sub-billionaires, Maury Strong, all of them, Oprah Winfrey. Did I miss one? The guy with the ice cream cone is so non-threatening. Warren Buffett. You name them, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, Prince Bernhard, Queen Beatrix. You name a group, you name some powerful elitists, and they're always at meetings about reducing population and putting stuff in the water. They openly talk, well, we'll just do that. Well, they already are, and they're always obsessed with giving kids vaccines and leave a big wake of dead and dying behind them, sterilizing, giving them polio. And it's like, oh, yeah, Bill Gates dropped by. 46,000 plus got it and are paralyzed or dead in India. He's a nice man. And we're just supposed to sit here in the Twilight Zone going, oh, 1 in 25,300 got autism 3 decades ago. It's now 1 in 58. And they do estimate within 4 to 5 years it'll be 1 in 10. And then a few years after that, 1 in 2. There's no problem. A decade from now, at current trends, 1 out of 2 won't be able to talk. There's nothing going on. Everything's fine. Again, I want to apologize that I've been so extreme. What I've been is extremely weak and not focused enough and not been hardcore enough. I've held back the truth from you because it's too incredible. 9 times out of 10. It turns out I cut back on the full reality because my brain has an automatic gauge like we all do that just says it can't be that bad. It can't be that bad. Well, you know what? It is that bad. So, let me just give you a smattering of the news headlines here. And then I'm going to give the number out, and we're going to take your phone calls over the next 2 hours ahead of Ron Paul's chief policy advisor, constitutional lawyer Bruce Fein, joining us. We'll cover the waterfront with him, and I promise that I'll try. You know what that means. I have no self-control to take at least 30 minutes of calls for Bruce Fein, something we haven't done here on air. I think we've taken a few calls with him once. Always an amazing interview. That is coming up. And in studio tomorrow in the third hour, we're going to have Joel Skousen, Marine Corps fighter pilot, nephew of Cleon Skousen, who wrote The Naked Communist, exposing that the big mega banks with the documents, congressional documents, that later came out, proved that he was right, that it was run by the mega banks. See, people like McCarthy were useful when he was just saying commies were, you know, secretaries working in the FBI. When it turned out he discovered the army was running communism and funding the Soviets, which is now all declassified, oh, he was destroyed in hours. And, of course, they've now released the KGB files. 5 years ago, New York Times headline, McCarthy was right. Oh, you bet he was. You bet he was. But commies are, well, who's all? The top scientists, the big federation of scientists, Scientific American, Reuters, the Royal Institute. I covered that yesterday on the air. Reuters, you name it, reporting it. The big national academies all the world say world government, redistribution of wealth, one-child policies, you must live in dormitories, no more families, and put things in the water to sterilize you. Well, they're already doing it. Now, because we're exposing them, they're going, yeah, we put radioactive isotopes in there. It's good for you. Yeah, mercury's in the shot. Remember 10 years ago, they'd say, there's no mercury in the shots. That's a conspiracy theory. I remember on the news, I played the clips. People started looking and demanding from the doctor, okay, give me the insert. It says right there, mercury, thimerosal. Oh, there is mercury in there. Oh, you know what? It's good for you. And now doctors, the Journal of Pediatrics says so, in a government study. They're going to have a government study saying get shot in the head with double lock bucket. Point blank brain range is good for you. Maybe jumping off the Empire State's building with no parachute is good for you. Maybe jumping in an industrial wood chipper is good for you. Maybe running out in front of an 18-wheeler doing 120 is good for you. Maybe shooting yourself in the, or taking a hatchet and just hacking yourself in the face is good for you. Because you know what? The Journal of Pediatrics said so. They said mercury actually, this is an exact quote, improves cognitive behavior. That's a little twist word, cognitive behavior. See, in their word, when you're behaving, when your cerebral cortex has got little holes eaten in it, you're an android to them, and they're going to lobotomize you. And if your child gets a little too overcooked, the orders are going out to soup up the vaccines, and they're going, well, this is going to fry even more. It's going to become very obvious. And they go, just tell them they have convulsions. Tell them it's not normal to talk anymore. Pretty soon it'll be, yeah, I heard that conspiracy theorist. He said people used to be able to talk. Oh, but I guess he won't be able to talk at that point. Yeah, I heard a conspiracy theory that women used to actually feed their young and that mammals fed their young with their breast, with milk they produced. Yeah. Man, I can't believe those dirty, dirty extremists. They're just terrible people. By the way, you think I'm joking? I can play CBS News right now saying mercury is good for your child's brain. Oh, yeah. And after I had a caller yesterday from Oklahoma talk about how they took their child in and kept refusing the shots, and the doctors try to lie and say it's the law and stuff like that. But finally, okay, well, there's mercury in it. Well, mercury's good for your child's learning. You see, this is how sick it is now, how it's all hidden out in the open. Let me mention some of the headlines here. See, this is how my brain works. I read Murdoch's brace for damning phone hacking report. FBI looks at, well, they're already investigating them, but perhaps indicting people at News Corp. You wonder why suddenly Fox News is worshiping Obama? They're being blackmailed. Completely now. And I've confirmed that there's basically memos up there, leave Obama alone now. I've just been told that I have no idea how right I am about what I've said about Fox. CNBC, Murdoch's brace for damning phone hacking report. Here's another one. Cameron denies secret deal with Murdoch, French news agency. Now, see, here's how my brain works. And I'm not saying it's good they had the police spying on people and they were hacking folks, but that's what big outfits do. It's just ubiquitous. It's like people 50 years ago walked up and called black people the N-word all over the place. Wasn't right, but it was ubiquitous. They just did it. Well, this is beyond all that. Google engineers knew for 2 years that the company's Street View cars were stealing emails and passwords via Wi-Fi. Well, yeah, they were doing it for the U.S. government. They are the NSA. They're at the NSA headquarters. They've got a NASA development headquarters. The former head of the NSA runs Google's operation. Just type in former head of NSA runs Google algorithm system. Just type in former head of NSA at Google. It'll give you, I think it's Reuters 2 weeks ago. They were announcing it again. The point is, it was set up by NQTEL, set up by CIA 13 years ago. Do you really think it just came from nowhere and took everything over? Do you really think it's allowed to violate copyright when no one else is? Do you really think it can get away with anything it wants? It's meant to create market dominance. It's a front group. And Schmidt says, well, you shouldn't do anything that you don't want seen in the public on Google, which they use to then break into your computer. They hack your computer, even if you don't want Google, and even if you block their cookies, they don't care. That's come out. Because these are government operatives. Google engineers knew for 2 years that the company's Street View cars were stealing emails and passwords via Wi-Fi, and the government's now dropped its Street View investigation. There's the Sydney Morning Herald. Google aware of data scoop. Now, guess since this came out what they've announced. The post office is going to have these now. They're just going to go directly to government vehicles, driving around, providing Wi-Fi. Oh, because the government wants you to have free Wi-Fi, but also selling a higher grade service to whoever. So you're on government networks. And they say they're going to be grabbing your passwords and stuff, which then destroys security, and then they sell biometric IDs to get online. Again, they wreck the system, they offer the solution, and that's already happening. So here it is, stealing your email and passwords via Wi-Fi. Isn't that just special? So the government can break into your computers whenever they want, because it isn't the government. See, Google isn't a private company. It's a government front, but the government it's a front for is a private banking mafia. That's why it came out. The Federal Reserve private banks are surveilling Occupy Wall Street. They mean the real arm of it they don't control. not the arm they control calling for communism. Here's another one. Google staff said they were unaware of data gathering, FCC says. But here's the kicker. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, until we get Bruce Fine on in the third hour, it'll be free for all. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And I'll start going to your calls right before we go to break in this segment. But let me just stop right there and again recap this news. The federal government what's left of it, started an investigation of Google 2 years ago on Street View. They've since dropped it. But the findings of it have come out, and their own people who would not perjure themselves before Congress came out and said, yeah, Google is watching and listening and dialing into your phone and dialing into your computer, as Google said 6 years ago in a press release to their shareholders. See, the criminals that run the government create a private company with technology, your taxpayer money, paid for to be developed at universities and other institutions through DARPA. They take it, they create and make it a public NSA snoop system over public data on the web, get everybody to opt into it, and then make hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and still hundreds of billions of dollars. Last time I checked, what is the net worth of Google? Heck, look that up for me. That's a nice factoid. You know, by the way, that's something that also dovetails with this. Now, here's a report from AFP. Apple avoiding billions in global taxes report claims. Oh, yeah, here in Austin, they're going to be tax-free. Oh, in towns where they've just got a few employees, tax-free. Because the city managers know to immediately do that, and they move up the chain of command as enemy operatives. Oh, but Al Gore's on the board. He says our taxes need to be raised. If you make $125,000 a year, then because you're rich, he should be raised. they're exempt. Now, the net worth of Apple is must be in the aggregate close to $1 trillion. Yeah, no. That's incorrect. It's not $1.5 billion. Their executives make billions. The stock of it, it's the biggest company in the world now. Off and on with Apple and ExxonMobil, okay? I'll look it up during the break. It's all right. And of course, it fluctuates day to day. Last time I checked, I think it is approaching in assets well over $1 trillion. That's not counting everything leveraged. But then you get into what the real power structure. And then you've got on top of that, you got the big mega banks that have hundreds of trillions of dollars a month in dollars globally just in the currency speculating markets. And you've got 1.5 quadrillion and growing globally. That's a two-year-old number. 1,500 trillion in fake garbage derivatives they created that they've had the trader governments sign on to. But I'm already digressing. The point is, Bloomberg, Google. Well, here's Washington Post. Google engineer told officials Street View cars were collecting personal data, FCC report says, including, well, everything. Everything. Email passwords, banking passwords, usernames, everything. But don't worry. They've, for now, dropped the Street View investigation and fined them $25,000. Boy, that'll really make them stop. That'd be like if you robbed a bank of $100 billion and they said, now you've got to pay me $500 or something. Now you're going to rob banks again? No, sir. I will never do that again. And they just do this to make it look like the government's actually out there doing the right thing. Data harvesting at Google, not a rogue act, report finds New York Times. Meanwhile, Rupert Murdoch, his son may be indicted in England. They're talking about indicting members of News Corp here in the U.S. The Justice Department, the people that ship guns into Mexico and drugs back into the U.S. and hand grenades into Mexico, that's AP CBS last week. We reported on it 6 months ago, but they reported it, so now it's real. They're not in trouble over the Justice Department, but Rupert Murdoch is. Just thought I'd point that out. Here it is, CBS News. Republicans prepare contempt citation against Holder over Fast and Furious. Of course, you know, Breitbart said he was going to release Obama at communist meetings. They never released that video. They released some watered-down stuff. But, hey, the coroner, his coroner, did get poisoned and die, but they're saying people get poisoned all the time and die. Maybe it was an accident. So there's nothing suspicious about that. And we got a bunch of other news, but your phone calls are coming up. We've also got news on the economy.
Thank you. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and going to your phone calls. Again, let me just mention some more of the news that's coming up. Great news out of Arizona. Anti-Agenda 21 bill up for passage in House Monday. Tennessee did pass their anti-agenda resolution explaining they're not going to go under the globalist treaty and they're not going to allow it to be implemented by local cities by stealth. It is the state legislature that is in control of the cities. Remember, all a city is an incorporated system that agrees to follow state laws. These mayors and people that are selling out to the UN, and that's the official UN strategy that Schwarzenegger talked about at the Copenhagen thing 2.5 years ago. He said, well, we can't get it passed. You can read the quotes in USA Today. We can't get it through at the federal level. Obama will use the executive. I will head up working with the local cities, and we will get the job done. Ha, ha, ha. What a criminal. Continuing, Agenda 21, Arizona, close to passing anti-UN sustainability bill. That's out of MSNBC. They're pulling their hair out. America's waking up. We've got CNN demonizing a deadly combination, guns and stand your ground, trying to get rid of that Second Amendment power. You've always had the right to stand your ground if somebody's trying to assault you, because that's the best defense is an offense. I mean, I'll tell you this. I got a gun and somebody's charging me with a knife. I'm not going to run from them or I'm out of breath and stumble and they stab me. I'm going to get out there in a stance and fire right into their center of mass. And if it's a crook with body armor, I'm going to shoot him in the head. It's real simple. Anyways, I'm going to be getting into those reports. Very good news on that front. More on Google spying. The incredible news. This is good news. I hope it's not just show. Republicans prepare a contempt citation against Holder over Fast and Furious. Another good news article. New York Times trying to stay in the game actually tells the truth. Terrorist plots hatched by the FBI admits almost every event. They've actually manufactured and commanded them. Not infiltrating, but actually creating the groups and finding mentally ill people. See, it's one thing to do a sting, but you do it with mentally ill or low-grade morons, people that are barely, I mean, they're in the low-grade moron, 75, 80 IQ range, and that's who they look for. I mean, how do you go find some mentally retarded person who's got a 75 IQ and set them up? I mean, I've seen clips of these people in court. They're like, they don't even know where they are. I mean, that is so evil. But I guess these are just reprobates. They want to move up the chain of command. And I actually had to thank the feds. It's better than actually blowing up the World Trade Centers like they did before and Oklahoma City and Gulf of Tonkin and stuff. I mean, at least you're just making it up and burning one person or two or three. So I guess you're power grabbing in a little more loving way. You're just setting up innocent people or mentally ill people. And it is better than what you usually do, so. But, you know, they like to do the more low-tech stuff because they get caught when they do the big boom-booms. Here's another one, Breitbart's coroner, poisoned to death. That's what the police say. But, hey, you know, everything's fine. Everything's fine. He's about to release the final report. Scientists call for rethink on consumption, population. That's Reuters, population reduction. Here it is, Scientific American. Royal Society calls for redistribution of wealth and more birth control. And, of course, the royal family's calling for that. They get a big welfare check of over $1 billion a year to heat their hundreds of homes and palaces. I mean, some palaces have got more than 100 different homes on them. Oh, you haven't looked that up? Yeah, that's welfare. Old ladies don't get heat and are told not to take hot baths. Prince Charles actually said that 2 years ago. He said, don't take a hot shower, to be technical. And but he's got trains and a bunch of aircraft. But that's how it works. It's for the earth. You die and he sits there and is a big fat slug. And Robert Redford has a new movie coming out about how Prince Charles is like Jesus, literally. And they've erected statues to him in Brazil saying he's God. Oh, you don't believe me? I'm sorry. An angel protecting Brazil. A golden statue. Guys, when you show the golden statue in Brazil, just type in golden statue of Prince Charles in Brazil, where he's an angel. Oh, just such a little angel. So is Ted Turner, who says that we're useful feeders and 90% of us need to be killed at a press dinner, what, in 95 or 94, was it? Very nice man. Of course, he has five children, biggest landowner in the U.S. and giant aircraft and yachts. But you see, you're supposed to die, not him. Let me explain how that works for Ted Turner. Okay, let's continue here. Everything's okay, though. You can buy your way to heaven. The Catholic Church brings back indulgences. This is a Daily Finance. And, of course, that's when they wanted to build St. Peter's Basilica, they call it. I guess it was 500 years ago or so. It was basically, hey, tithe, give extra money, and your family won't go to hell. And that got criticized by people in the Catholic Church, not just without. But listen, I got to say this. Why is the liberal media, so-called liberal media, the eugenics media, making fun of the Catholic Church doing this to raise money because they're going bankrupt from lawsuits and things, when they say pay Al Gore money, Lord Rothschild money? I mean, I see it. People have stickers in Austin saying they pay a carbon tax to Al Gore's company. It's the name of his company. They pay money to drive a car. They're just, oh, here's money, Al Gore. So you can have, you know, five houses, some of them, you know, 20,000 square feet, whatever. You know, right on the beach because it was supposed to be underwater by now, but the level's actually dropping. So, yeah, I think it's stupid to pay Al Gore money to get out of Hades or purgatory. I think it's, but again, Baptist Church, I'll tell you, you're going to go to hell if you don't tithe 10%. And I'm all for charity. I just, I like to give money to children's groups, real groups I know that are actually helping children. And I like to give money, even though they're not perfect, to the Salvation Army. But about 90% of the money you give actually gets to them. But again, they want to tell you, no, you give your money to the church so the preacher can ride around like a glitter bug all day and go fishing all day. So he can sit up there and tell you that Romans 13 worship the government. Let me tell you, if I could find a church that would speak out against the New World Order and speak out for liberty and tell their flock to get on the street and confront evil, and there are some of those. I've given some money to some pro-life groups. If I could find one locally, I would give them money. I would give them 10%. But, I mean, I can't find them. I go to churches, and I think there's the Spirit's there, the Holy Spirit's there, but it doesn't matter. They're still government bootleggers. It's like their hearts are right, but they are deceived. So I just don't need to, like, get in a time machine and go back to Soviet Russia in 1949. You know, you could go to church then, but it would just be a government, you know, church telling you worship the government. I just can't do it. Doesn't matter what church I go to, it always gets around to government worship. So there you go. These days, you can get a deal on anything, even salvation. Pope Benedict has announced that his faithful can once again pay the Catholic Church to ease their way through purgatory and into the gates of heaven. Never mind that Martin Luther fired up the Reformation because of them. Plenary indulgences are back. The New York Times reports that even though the church officially broke the age-old practice, you do something good, the church will help absolve you. Well, I mean, I sat in plenty of Baptist churches and others growing up being told if you didn't give 10%, you were going to hell. I was over visiting my grandmother yesterday before the Sunday show, brought her some Chinese food. I got lectured about tithing all day, which is fine, but I mean, you know, that's religion. She said, you know, she's got to give that money to the Baptist church, even though she's too sick most of the time, you know, has too much trouble getting to church. She still doesn't have a lot of money for exactly the type of food she'd like to eat. But let me tell you, that church is going to get its money. So some glitter bug can drive around a brand new Cadillac. All right, I've said enough. Debka file Netanyahu's choice, strike Iran before or after Israeli elections. Got that? That's all coming up. Before I spin out of control here, we've also got chilling new face of the police. We're going to be getting to that report and how it dovetails with these two reports. CBS runs defense for everyone's a terrorist. FBI flyers. And their headline is, "Are you a terrorist?" And they say, yeah, basically, in the new America, the American people are the bad guys in Homeland Security. It's not for Al-Qaeda. I told you the last 4 years I've seen the slow rebranding from Al-Qaeda to land rights activists, Second Amendment people, libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, and now they're announcing it. They're saying, yeah, if you're into freedom, you're the bad man. Watch out. And that means they're getting ready to blow stuff up and blame it on us. So get ready for the killers to really hurt some innocent people and blame it on those of us that know the globalists are taking over. The last time the globalists, posing as feds, blew up a federal building in April 1995, 17 years ago, the last time they did that, it was when states were passing anti-UNESCO Agenda 21 legislation. One state passed it last week. Another is set to pass it, Arizona, this week. And if I knew the globalists, I'm not saying that's where they'll hit, but look out, Arizona. Look out, federal buildings there. We got to see if the feds blow up a federal building and kill some of their own people so they can cry and grandstand and say, see, criticism of us did this. You got all the White House memos saying, gee, an Oklahoma bombing would sure make us look good right now. Gee, maybe we need one. And when you do blow it up, I'm going to be there with all the documents and all the memos where you said it, pointing out you did it. You're the suspects. I mean, think about how dumb they think we are. You're already busy shipping hand grenades and 20-plus thousand guns, we now learn, down into Mexico and shipping them to gangs everywhere. But this article dovetails with Kurt Nemo's article, NSI instructional video, public photography is terrorism. And they're teaching police all over the nation that if you see anybody taking a photo of a cornfield, anything, they are a terrorist. Basically, citizens are bad. The government's going to shove cameras down your throat and face scan you, and Google's going to steal your passcodes and watch you over your home computer, and public schools are going to watch your kids over the laptops when they're in the shower at home to the bathroom door, and the government's going to kidnap children and ship them overseas for snuff films to be taped, and it's going to come out. Nobody's going to get in trouble. But if you try to film a cornfield, you're going to jail. So that's all coming up. But I just want to say here that we will prevail. They are completely panicking. And integrated in with all that, after bin Laden, al-Qaeda essentially gone. AFP. Here's another one. The Atlantic. Bin Laden failure. How Islamists in the U.S. ended his war with the West. I told you, when they came out in the last 2 years with all these training videos for the feds and then for public, where every al-Qaeda person is a guy in a John Deere hat or a white guy in a business suit, and everyone reporting them is black, Hispanic, or Asian, and Homeland Security admits, yes, the new terrorists are white people. So get ready for that. I kept warning you good old boys. I said, listen, they'll train you first on groups that they think the dominant group, the old dying whites, are going to go along with. When the middle class, which is predominantly white, is always the main target of the globalist. Whatever group they're going into, whatever country, if it's Africa, they target the middle class group. Get them to give away their rights in the name of going after a minority. Then they overthrow and exterminate the dominant group. And so that's the plan. And so now it's white al-Qaeda time. First they segued white al-Qaeda. Now it's just white people. And here's another one, the Atlantic. War on terror is over, but the TSA is coming to a street corner near you to grab your wife's breast and your genitals and your daughter's genitals and your son's genitals. And they're going to search your bags without a warrant, and they're going to have armored pillboxes. And if you give them any problems, they're going to open up a 50 cal on you. So there you go. And al-Qaeda openly works for them in a score of nations overthrowing those countries. And when al-Qaeda gets in charge, they start having sex with the dead people. You think I'm joking? That was AP last week. When al-Qaeda gets in charge through al-Qaeda Light, now the sex with the dead people begins, all the weird behavior begins, the burqas, the sexual mutilation of the women, the murder of the blacks in Libya, orgies of death, 40,000 lined up and slaughtered, slaughter continuing, totally liberal, war is peace, give Obama a peace pie, a peace prize, a piece of the murder pie, and just total killing everywhere, al-Qaeda running, hot and cold running al-Qaeda, cutting out of the woodwork, it's wonderful, al-Qaeda's loving, al-Qaeda's good, the American people are bad, and that's basically it. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. So again, just al-Qaeda is now good. Give your rights up because the John Deere cap-wearing white person is evil and is going to blow up federal buildings. You notice you see that all over the news now. Whitey's going to blow up buildings. Whitey is evil. Let's go ahead and talk to Terry in New Mexico. You're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
You're not white, are you, ma'am? Because you're with al-Qaeda. I mean, actually, you're the new al-Qaeda. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, actually, I may be. I have two things. First and foremost, I've created a new Pledge of Allegiance that I think is apropos, so I want to share that with your audience, if that's okay.
Yes.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the Fed of the FEMA regions of America and to the global banks for which it stands, one nation under debt, indivisible, with tyranny and indentured servitude for all.
Very well said. And you could add, in a second verse, we praise you for the 10,000 plus infold in pediatric cancer. We praise you for the 2,000 plus cancer increases in other major cancer groups. Thank you, O gracious, for the loving 3,000% increase in type 2 diabetes. Thank you for the, what percentage is it from 25,000 to 1 in 58 of autism? Thank you for the curses. Thank you for the death. Thank you for turning the public into gibbering idiots. Thank you for all the humiliation and pain. Thank you for destroying America's good name worldwide. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How's that sound?
That sounds great, Alex. I'll make an amendment. And the second thing I wanted to say is that there's a lot of talk going amongst the FBI about radiological attacks implemented by sovereign citizens, and they're talking about how Troxler gauges, which are used in constructions, they're going to take materials out of there to make radiological devices that could be detonated in major cities. So there's a lot of talk about that. So that definitely goes with the false flag that you've been discussing with all of us.
Expand on that.
Well, I can't really get too much into where I get this information from, but basically what it comes down to is that there has been a lot of chatter concerning the creation of radiological exposure devices, and they've been talking a lot about how some of these devices, like Troxler gauges, which are used in construction, have been stolen, and that these materials that are cesium, I believe, is within those devices, could be used to create a...
So basically, we should give up all our rights because a dirty bomb's going to get us. Well, I'm sure the good bankers that run the government that ship guns into Mexico, drugs into the U.S., I'm sure they're not going to hurt anybody, Terry.
No, not at all. No, they're great.
No, I mean, come on. These are good people. They want to help us. Like when they take our troops and put them in chambers and Project Shad nerve gas them to death. I mean, nerve gas and the troops to death is a good government. These are good people. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it. Thanks so much.
Thank you. More calls straight ahead. I'm getting warmed up. Stay with us. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Don't forget, we need to get prepared mentally, spiritually, physically for what's happening. But more than just getting prepared, we need to reach out to others. We need to be educating others because people now are really ready to wake up. All of you that have labored for decades to expose the New World Order, states all over the country are saying no to the NDAA and secret arrest of the American people. Liberals and conservatives are coming together. breaking their paradigm and embracing liberty. All over the country, cities, counties, and states are blocking the UN Treaty Agenda 21 right as they get ready to have their 20th anniversary of it, meeting down in South America again. Now is the time. We're in this fight. We're in the fight. We are in the game. We can win this thing. In fact, we're seeing a turnaround, and you can feel victory, but you've got to first believe you can win. People say, hey, you sound like a football coach. Football is mimicking real warfare, real history. It's the facsimile or the representation of the real thing. You understand that? That's why the analogies give themselves to being involved civically. We could turn this around. We have begun to turn it around. Because we knew it was coming, we were there to be made fun of and attacked, to warn people, and now we've got the credibility. Just got chills. I'm going to go back to your calls. On the front of preparedness, again, we've done our research. We've done our homework. The best gravity-fed filter out there, and as I've said, there's some other good ones as well, but the best one out there for the price, you name it, is ProPure, available at InfoWars.com with a 10% discount when you use the promo code WATER. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. You're like, what is the URL of our store? You guys are always telling me just to plug that, and I never do. Yeah, InfoWarsStore.com. There you go, InfoWarsStore, one word, .com. Okay, I'm getting rolling. I'll get to your calls. Eric in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex.
Yes, sir.
It's an honor to speak to you. I'm calling to let you know I was at the Ron Paul rally in Pittsburgh like a week ago. And the line to get into the Ron Paul show actually wrapped around the whole city block in Pennsylvania. So, I mean, what I have to ask you is, there's a situation going on right now where I feel like there's going to be an event happening at the 2012 Olympics. I feel like they're going to do something at the NATO summit in Chicago. And I have a feeling they're going to hit us with a trifecta with the economic collapse afterwards. What's your insight on any of that?
I'm sorry, sir. My feed from you was breaking up. What did you just say? Others may have heard it. I just had some breakup on the... Okay, well, I lost the caller. Okay, what was he talking about, John? Yeah, I was trying to catch what he was saying there, but we'll go to break and come back here. By the way, our website is not InfoWars Store. You know, I'm always just saying go to InfoWars.com, click on the shopping link. It's InfoWarsShop.com, but I saw they made a graphic that said that, and so I was going with that. But it's just, you know what, sometimes I think there's just too much going on around here, and we should do a lot less and just make sure it's all quality. I mean, I'm really trying to work on that because it's like we're in a batting cage having 100 different balls shot at us a minute, and maybe we could hit 10 balls a minute, but we sure can't hit 100. And, I mean, we probably won't even change that is the thing. It'll probably stay there. And be that's the feeling of defeat. That's what people are always, oh, you're doing such a great job. I've got all this stuff I want to get done. All right, second hour's coming up with your calls, and we'll see if we can keep people on the telephone and do that. But InfoWars.com is where you go and just click on the shop link. At least I know that website, InfoWars.com. We'll stick with that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.